Bank of Cardiff. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I talked to your bank for a little bit, and she was a little bit mostly confused for the most part, man. But I just try to get an answer out of them, like what their bank statements look like. Is that just what they do? Is that their typical? She didn't really know. So just send over what you got. I'm going to submit that in for our working capital program. I'm waiting to hear back for an answer on the equipment end of things. Should have an answer maybe by the end of today, if not Monday morning latest. And if, yeah, once you send me those bank statements, I'll submit you for the capital program as well. Because that has nothing to do with credit. Well, not nothing, but it's heavily based on sales. So, you know, we can... If you have the sales to have, you know, bring that on and everything makes sense, it's a lot easier to get the loan than the equipment financing.
On bank statements, what do they normally look like? I mean,
it usually has, like, it's monthly. Like, you'll have, like, just one for March, just one for April. And, you know, it does have, like, what we need, but it's just a little weird. It looks more like a running ledger transaction, which I've seen before. Like, Wells Fargo can give you one of those as well. But for the most part, it'll have, like, ending balance, beginning balance, deposits, withdrawals. And it'll give you a number for each one of those. Yours, you kind of have to add it up and kind of figure it out. It just might be the way that your bank does it. There's smaller credit unions. So after calling the bank, I kind of figured that out. And just send what you got over. We'll submit it in there. It should work.
All right, because I did go back there today, and I got... Oh, that was yesterday. I went back there yesterday, and I got 6 months worth of stuff, but I said it looked just like that. I mean, I got a statement today that came in, but it's got my house payment on it. That's all it really has.
Yeah.
Because that's where my house payment's through them.
No, just say what you got over, man, and it should work. I was just really confused because it's only happened to me once before, and it ended up being transaction history, and it wasn't the bank statement. But I think your case is a little different. It just might just be your bank. It's a little smaller.
What was, like, the month? What did you start out with money-wise, and then what did you end up with at the end of the month? Is that what they're looking for?
Yeah, they just want to see that you got good cash flow, really, for the most part, and that you have, you know, a decent running balance in there. Compared to what you want to bring on, you know, I think, what was your piece, like 24.5,
I thought, or something.
Yeah, exactly. So they just want to see that, like, we're not going to give you a loan that you can't afford, which doesn't look like it. I checked them out the last 4 months. I doubt getting 6 months is going to make it worse. It usually helps the case. But yeah, it's just mostly it's just to do the due diligence on our end to make sure, you know, you just can't give you something you can't afford that's just going to, you know, mess everything up for you cash flow wise.
All right.
Shoot those over my way. I'll submit them today. And like I said, Monday we should have answers for both programs and we can go from there.
All right.
All right. Take care, Paul.
How are you too?
Bye-bye.
Bye.